Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit us online at MuellerInc.com and get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, use our custom 3D design tool to turn your building dreams into a reality. We're located right here in the heartland, so give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER today.
All right, Justin, just exactly how did those grains end up here this afternoon?
Cattle futures continued their three-day decline today with March feeders down 87 at 161.50. That March contract expires on the 24th of March, so we just have a handful of days here until Thursday on the March contract. Currently, the feeder cattle index is above the March futures. March feeder cattle index is 163.45 as of yesterday. So those two will have to converge by Friday at noon. April feeders down 90, May's down 92, August down $1.05. We've got quite a big inversion going from the March to April feeders, about $4.50, and even steeper on back if you go on back. So a lot of action there on the spread trade. Live cattle future down $1.30 to nearly $2, with April's leading the way on the downside, down $1.92 to $136.42. We've got the cold storage report at 2 p.m. Here today, so that could give us some indication on the cash market. Box beef has slid a little bit, not under too much pressure here, but that continues to work its way lower. Choice of midday, 229.47, down 33, and select actually 221.07, up 40 cents. Cash trade is undeveloped at the current time. It looks like it's 142 ask. With the futures lower, you could almost expect weaker cash.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The other side of the grain futures today, or the ag futures, is the grains, led higher by soybeans. Soybeans were 8 to 9 cents higher. November new crop, 8 higher at 921.5. Hedge funds are actually long, so they've gone from short to long now. And after today, I would estimate probably somewhere around 200 million bushels long. They're still short corn and still short wheat. Wheat, 365 million bushels short. Corn, just under a billion bushels short. Yesterday we had the latest crop ratings. Kansas City wheat, or wheat in Kansas rather, 57% good to excellent, an improvement of 1% week over week, and 20% in the joint stage. Oklahoma was down 4% to 63% good to excellent, 38% in the jointed stage, and Texas 47% good to excellent, 2% headed there. Texas corn plantings 29%, normally 31%, but just marginal difference there. So overall, the wheat crop at this point looks okay. Now, we did have a freeze, so those numbers could change going forward. Hearing mixed reports across the board, some people saying there was major impacts, but then others saying there was minimal. So only time will tell. The futures have somewhat shrugged it off, it looks like, only being up 2.5 points here on the July Kansas City at 488. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.